Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, June 10th. Happy Thankful Tuesday. Also, happy VBS week. We are loving having all the students in the church this week. Thank you for praying alongside everybody who is contributing to the kids getting to know the memory verses, the music, having a snack, being taught a lesson, a craft, being in the gym. It's a lot that goes into Vacation Bible School, and we are so grateful for all of the volunteers. The memory verse this week is John 14:16. It starts with the word and the first phrase is six words, and I will ask the Father. Okay, see if you can do it with me. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. Don't worry if you don't have it yet. The second phrase also starts with the word and it talks about the Holy Spirit, the advocate who is going to come and help us. And not only is he going to help us today, God's word reminds us that the Holy Spirit is with us forever. That's just the encouragement I needed to be thankful for on this Thankful Tuesday. Our first passage today is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. I'm reading today in the ESV. The title of this section is Stand Firm. But we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter. Now, may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God the Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. Just a quick note about what stuck out to me. This passage reminds us about who God is, that he is the one that gives us eternal comfort and good hope. We have hope because of what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross. In fact, he's called our living hope, which is also one of our mission partners. It's a good name for an organization that tries to bring hope and healing through Jesus Christ. He also brings comfort to our hearts and establishes in them the work and his word, just as our pastor Wayne was talking about on Sunday. It's the Holy Spirit that convicts according to sin and to righteousness. So he is working in us those good works. And so we say, Lord Jesus, by your Holy Spirit, work in us. Please pour out your Spirit even more today. Let's move on now to the Gospel of Luke. Remember, we're trekking through Luke's Gospel. We're in chapter 5, verses 12 through 16, where Jesus cleanses a leper. While he was in one of the cities, there came a man full of leprosy. And when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and begged him, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I will be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him, and he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing, as Moses commanded, for a proof to them. But now even more the report about him went abroad, and great crowds gathered to hear him and to be healed of their infirmities. But he would withdraw to desolate places to pray. Imagine yourself there at the scene. There's a leper there. Everybody thinks he's an outcast. You don't want to be near him. You think you're going to get leprosy. And he calls out to Jesus and he says, I know that if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus responds, I will. He cleanses the leper. And it says, immediately the leprosy left him. Wouldn't you have loved to have been there and seen the transformation immediately? I can only imagine what that was like. I'm so thankful for these reminders that Jesus heals physically in order to remind us of the spiritual healing that each of us receives when we come to faith in Him. I had an experience this week in worship when we were taking the communion elements. And when I got the little wafer in the traditional worship service, my wafer looked like it was stamped with an A, which made me think about the scarlet letter and how I, like the woman in that book, am cursed. I should be wearing a fat letter A on my sweater to show that I have sinned. And the Lord gently reminded me, Mary, that's no A on that piece of bread. Instead, there is a cross that has replaced that. I have covered the scarlet letter with the cross. I'm so grateful that the Lord has cleansed me of my leprosy, and He's cleansed you as well. Let us praise Him and thank Him together. All right, let's move on to our last passage. You guessed it. We're in the book of Proverbs. We're finally getting to the part of Proverbs where there's actually Proverbs. It's like 9 chapters of saying, listen to my wisdom, listen to my wisdom. And today we're going to get into some of that wisdom. All right, verse 5. He who gathers in summer is a prudent son, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who brings shame. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I would like to hear your thankful fours this week. Call me, text me, encourage me with what you are thankful for. Remember, I don't have to share your name on the podcast, but if you're like me, I like to know what people are thankful for. This week, Sheila says she's thankful that we share God's love with everyone inside and outside of the church community. Skip is thankful for Cousins Camp. Remember, he spoke a couple of weeks ago about Cousins Camp with 9 grandchildren. We celebrate with you, Mr. Skip. And Evelyn Rector is thankful for her church. I am too, Evie. This is a wonderful place, and I'm so grateful for our church and every church that preaches Jesus as Lord. Will you pray with me? Father, we lift our hearts in praise to you because you have taken away our shame and our leprosy, and you have replaced it with freedom through your cross. We want to thank you, Lord, for someone today, someone in our life, someone in whom we see the Holy Spirit at work. We also thank you, Lord, for a place in history where you, by your Holy Spirit, were working, either for our good or the good of our nation or the good of our world. We also want to thank you, Lord, for a thing, perhaps something that you have revealed to us in your word, or an instrument of love and peace to us. And Lord, we thank you for your character, that you, as it says in 2 Thessalonians, have loved us and you have given us eternal comfort and good hope, that you comfort our hearts and you establish in us good work and your word. We love you, Lord. We're so grateful for one another and for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.